The beginning of the chaos. The five good emperors, a reference to the five emperors who ruled the Roman Empire between 96 and 180 CE, Nerva, Trajan, Hadrian, Antoninus Pius, and Marcus Aurelius, was a term first coined by Machiavelli and later adopted and popularized by historian Edward Gibbon, who said that under these men, the Roman Empire was governed by absolute power under the guidance of wisdom and virtue. This period of 84 years is generally regarded as the high point of the Roman Empire, at least after Augustus, but what is uncertain and a matter of ongoing debate is whether the five emperors were personally responsible for the situation and the accompanying prosperity enjoyed throughout the empire at the time, or if they were simply the beneficiaries of the Pax Romana, inaugurated by Augustus in the early part of the 1st century CE. In other words, historians have wondered whether anyone in power during those years would have enjoyed the same rewards. The description of these rulers as good is also a matter of interpretation, with some scholars suggesting they were only good in comparison to the preceding emperor, Domitian, and the emperor who followed Marcus Aurelius, Commodus. Both of them were horrible rulers in every aspect, making their near contemporaries look all the better. Regardless, it is clear that the era of the five good emperors was one of unparalleled success and wealth, and the reasons Rome reached its zenith at this time are worthy of scrutiny. Perhaps most noteworthy is that none of these five emperors were blood relatives. While the final two are often referred to as the Antonines, they were not, in fact, related except by adoption, a practice that may in itself provide at least part of the answer to the question as to why this particular period was so magnificent. These 84 years also witnessed an impressive growth in the size of the Roman Empire. New acquisitions ranged from northern Britain to Arabia, Mesopotamia, and Dacia. Furthermore, existing possessions were consolidated, and the empire's defenses improved when compared to what had come before. A range of countries that had been client states became fully integrated provinces, and even Italy saw administrative reforms which created further wealth. Throughout the empire, the policy of Romanization proved successful, at least in terms of introducing a common language, enabling standards of living to rise, and creating a political system minimizing internal strife. With all of that said, according to some academics, the success these rulers had in centralizing the empire's administration, while undoubtedly bringing huge benefits, also sowed the seeds for later problems. After all, as so many Roman emperors proved, from Caligula and Nero to Commodus, the empire's approach to governance was predicated on the ruler's ability. When incompetent or insane emperors came to power, the whole edifice came tumbling down. After Commodus was assassinated, the year of the five emperors took place in 193, and eventually Septimus Severus took power, starting the Severan dynasty. Severus Alexander would be the last ruler of that dynasty, and when he was murdered during an army mutiny in 235 CE and was succeeded by Maximinus Thrax, it marked the start of what became known as the Imperial Crisis. In many ways, Maximinus Thrax embodied the changes that had evolved with respect to the background of a Roman emperor. Most notably, he was a common soldier who had risen through the ranks due to his military abilities. As Aurelius Victor put it, Gaius Iulius Maximinus, commander of Trebellica, was the first of the ordinary soldiers who, though almost illiterate, seized power with the votes of the legions. Maximinus Thrax's lack of an aristocratic background was unusual, but what was even more surprising was that though he was a Roman citizen, he was also a foreigner, hence his nickname Thrax, meaning Thracian. The future emperor began his military career around 190 CE by joining an auxiliary unit, and by 232 CE, he was a senior officer in Severus Alexander's campaigns in Mesopotamia and Germany. Maximinus was named emperor by his troops in Mainz in 235 CE. Thrace was not highly regarded by Romans at the time, and Maximinus was frequently referred to as a barbarian by contemporary writers, but his military acumen assured him the respect of the soldiers under his command, regardless of his personal background. Thus, despite the opposition of the class-bound Senate, he was able to secure a reluctant confirmation of his accession to the throne in the wake of Severus Alexander's